T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. We're going to have some good songs today on the show. Show to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Hey, our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager in all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Region's number one sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, are you still all in on Howie Roseman? We know 2 years ago everybody would say yes. Are you still? A, yes, B, no. You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's go out right now on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. We go out not only to the Swartz Carlton guest line, we go out to Indianapolis, site of the NFL Combine going on this week. And Mr. Elliot Shore Parks, of course, representing us here at WIP out there on the scene, where Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson will both hold press conferences at 1:30 today. Much to discuss with Elliot. What's happening, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys? As you said, Doug and Howie both talk at 1:30. Yeah. And I think it's a huge day. One of the biggest media conferences they've had in a while that I can remember. So excited to be out here in Indy and get a chance to talk to them.
And why do you say that, Elliot? I mean, we don't get to hear them often in off season. Yeah. Up until the OTAs, I guess you hear from them, I'm guessing, maybe 3 times or something, right? You get the owners' meetings at some point. Why do you think this one's a big one?
Well, for 2 reasons. For Howie, I mean, as you mentioned, he doesn't talk often. So when he does talk, it's always noteworthy. And there's a lot of things going on right now. What's he going to do with Jason Peters? What's the latest with Alshon Jeffrey? What's his plan at receiver? Which receivers in this draft does he like? So I think those are all really important questions that Howie needs to answer. And then for Doug, I mean, the last time he talked to the general media, he said he was going to keep Mike Groh and then fired him the next day. So I think anytime Doug talks, there's a possibility of a big story coming out of it, right? So
yeah, sure.
I think that's a big deal as well.
Hey, Elliot, let me ask you this question. What question to Howie as far as roster construction, team makeup in whatever way you want to put it, what question do you think to him makes him the most uncomfortable? And I don't mean for uncomfortable sake. I mean, what's the question that you would guess that he would prefer not to be asked?
I think it's definitely Alshon. When you talk about like what Howie's going to be most honest about today, I think when it comes to Alshon, he's going to go up there with a game plan. And Howie's going to go up there and he's going to think, what can I say that'll get teams thinking maybe we're not just going to give Alshon away for anything? What can I say up there that makes it think we value Alshon?
Yeah.
I think that's a tough spot because everybody knows they're in the situation because of the mistake he made. So I think it's probably a topic he's hoping doesn't come up today, but bad news for him, it's definitely going to come up, and it's going to come up often.
Please bring it up a lot. So what do you, is something going to happen like now? Isn't it likely that something will take place with Alshon because you've got that huge cluster of all those people who can now meet face-to-face? I mean, Alshon's agent is certainly there, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, I think in almost any other year, you would potentially see the Alshon thing come to a head at the end of the week. But a big, kind of black cloud over this whole thing is the new CBA, because the new CBA could change the potential rules with Alshon's contract. In most years, if they wanted to release Alshon, they could designate him a post-June 1st cut, which would take the cap hits and dead money and spread them out over 2 years. They can't do that now because there's no CBA in place past the 2020 season. So as soon as that's settled, then maybe the Eagles will have the option to cut him. But your point is absolutely correct. Alshon's agent is here. They're going to meet with him. And I'm sure they're going to talk about, what's the deal with Alshon? Are we going to keep him? What teams are on the league are interested in him? So it's still a big week, but I don't think you're going to see anything, completed this week.
Who are the teams that are most interested?
It's a good question. The Jets are certainly at the top of that list. You look at the connections they have with Adam Gase and Joe Douglas. Obviously, both have a long history with Alshon, and they need help at receiver. But a team
Robbie
Anderson's
out of there. So
correct. Robbie Anderson's going to be out of there. But a team I think would make a lot of sense for Alshon as well is actually the team right here in Indianapolis. You look at Frank Reich as the head coach. They have Mike Groh in there now as their receiver coach. Mike Groh obviously worked with him here, not only as offensive coordinator, but as his wide receiver coach and as his wide receiver coach in Chicago. The Colts need help at receiver. So I think those are the two prime teams if the Eagles are able to pull off a trade where you could see Alshon go.
Tell you one question, Elliot, I'd be really interested in. And Howie would probably find a way to swat it aside because he's, you know, pretty crafty. But I'll tell you a question I'd love to know the real, like, even to just see how Howie's face changes when you ask him this. Howie, can you trust DeSean Jackson? You know, like, what would be his answer to that? Can you, like, not just that, like, he's an injury-prone guy, right? Because he is more than the average guy, and he's smaller than the average guy, so it makes some sense. But, like, if he were to get injured, can you trust that he'll make the right decisions to get himself back on the field as quickly as possible?
It's a great question. It certainly is one that would make Howie very uncomfortable, so I would agree with you on that one. I think when you talk about DeSean going forward, he is in a lot of ways everything they need, right? Dynamic player, elite speed, scares the defense. You look at some of these young receivers here, and they're trying to find the next DeSean. So having him on the roster next year does have value, but you're also absolutely correct. The fact that he had this first serious injury of his career last year, he's coming off of that, he's another year older. And, you know, for as much attention as Alshon gets, and rightfully so, the Eagles also extended DeSean Jackson when they traded for him for almost no reason. I mean, he was under contract. They traded a 6-round pick for him. It's not like they had a ton of leverage. So they're kind of stuck with DeSean another year as well. I mean, if Howie doesn't redo the deals he did last offseason, I think you're probably talking about moving on from both Alshon and DeSean. But because of their contract, it's just much tougher to do.
Hey, so do you have some inside scoop on who exactly is down there representing the Eagles? Like, have you seen people, talked to people? I'm interested particularly, like, in a guy like Connor Barwin. Is he down there? Is Brent Celek down there? We don't know exactly what their roles are going to be.
Yeah, so Connor and Brent are both down here. I've already seen them here. They're definitely in Indianapolis. You know, it kind of is just kind of starting today in terms of seeing people, you know, walk around the convention center. The draft picks are talking, or the prospects, I should mean. So you see more of the Eagles guys around. What I will say, though, is the Eagles are always one of the most well-represented organizations at the Combine, not only from just a front office perspective, from a coaching staff perspective. I mean, just walking around the hallways, you see more Eagles logos, I would say, than any other team. So with a trend where you see kind of, you know, I think the Rams didn't bring any of their assistant coaches, I would be very surprised if that's the case with the Eagles.
Elliot, it'll be interesting to see how Howie handles the older players, some of whom are still good, and, you know, on the roster, who helped him win a Super Bowl. And, you know, he was on the record after the season that he was too attached, however he phrased that. You know, like Malcolm, how does he handle it?
Yeah.
Jason Peters, what does he do there? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be fascinating. And how he addresses that today will start to give us some idea of you know, maybe what their plans are.
And I think an interesting dynamic to that you don't really see often with Howie is, this is a problem he's put himself in. I mean, when you talk about his managing of the roster, his cap space, like, yeah, his draft picks haven't always been great, but very rarely does Howie kind of paint himself into a corner where he doesn't have many options. But when you look up and down this roster, he's really done that. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins, they have to re-sign Malcolm. They have no real replacement for him. They have no backup plan. Now he's a year older. They could have signed him last year. Jason Peters, Andre Dillard didn't play at all last year. So now I don't think they'll bring Peters back, but you're in a situation where you have no idea what you have behind him. And you go up and down the roster, and Howie has really, for the first time in his career, painted himself into a corner where he doesn't have a lot of options.
Hey, so do you get to actually be out there on the field when the guys are doing the work? You know, like running 40s and doing drills?
No, I don't. So the majority of the, I would say, the workout obviously takes place at Lucas Oil Stadium, but then the convention center across the street is where we get a chance to meet with Doug and Howie. That's where you meet with the prospects and that type of thing. So they only, I think for the quarterback workouts, they allow a few media members in there, but I think it's safe to say the Eagles won't be picking one of the top quarterbacks, so I won't be in there for that.
Elliot, great stuff. We look forward to talking to you all throughout the week. Again, Elliot from the NFL Combine. going on this week in Indianapolis. And again, Doug Peterson's press conference, 1:45. Prior to that, Howie Roseman, 1:30. Elliot, much appreciated, my man. Always great having you on the program.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore-Parks. How much do you think when Doug speaks, like how he gets off the podium and how he's like, all right, I did pretty good. I don't think I spilled too much. I did all right. And then he steps to the side, and then he sees Doug take the podium. And he's like, oh, my God. This next 15 minutes, I don't know what Doug's going to say.
Oh, he's way more concerned about Doug than he is himself. I guarantee you that.
Because here's the other thing. Like, Doug's usually – I mean, while he'll say some stuff in season from the podium, clearly, you know, he also is in a football week thing. Like, I either just – you know, he just coached a game or he's preparing for a game. And
oh,
it's kind of that. But
built-in
right.
stuff that he
right.
knows
right.
that he can talk about.
Yeah. But in these
right
settings –
now, you've got, you know, a lot of directions things could go.
This is like Brett Favre in the first quarter of a game. You don't know what's coming out.
Well, he's going to get asked about the Mike Rowe thing, right? I mean, this is the first time he's talked. He's going to get asked, why did you say Mike Rowe was coming back? And
totally.
Then he got fired the next day.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't ask the help? Might be the first question he asks.
How about this question? Hey, Doug, that whole thing that James Seltzer just referenced, what – happened.
Yep.
What happened?
I want someone to ask him, was it more difficult to find coaches who wanted to be in Philadelphia because of the way that the power structure is perceived?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Here's a question for you. He'll never be asked this, and he won't answer it if you were asked. Hey, Doug, what was your reaction when Jeffrey Lurie ordered you to fire Mike Rowe? All right, we'll see. Hey, 1:30 today, Howie Roseman, 1:45, Doug Peterson. We'll be all ears. We'll carry the press conferences live here on WIP. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. All right, coming up, back to the phone calls. Also up ahead, I got a pet peeve. Every once in a while, I got a pet peeve in life.
Ooh, I love your peeves. I hate them, sometimes I love them.
Sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't. I'll lay out a new pet peeve for you. Well, it's not a new one. It's the first time I'll say it on the show. We'll get to that. We'll rock the calls up ahead. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time, right? You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates. You certainly want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.